This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the on-air experience. You can follow us at DJV Show. Go to Twitter at Jennifer Horn at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen at Doug Steffen. Follow us on Facebook as well. Jennifer is under the weather, over, under, sideways, down, as it were. So hold a good thought. It'll work itself through her system. Bad food. Cook the food, folks. Cook it. If you go to a restaurant, well done. That's how they do it. So most of the major conversation today on the major programs is about the attack in England. There is nothing to add to it. Arrests, raids, all that stuff, a parliament attack, a lot of drama. There's no reason for, it's bedlam over there. And the news media is creating more bedlam. There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing that will happen that will change the situation. You're aware of what happened, and so let's move on. You have the power to choose what you're, I found Viktor Frankl said something that was very interesting. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is the power to choose your response. Your response is what will determine whether you are free or not. Excuse me. Where are we slaves to the news media and the news cycle, and people stop what they're doing and look at the same picture, the same video that's been repeated 35 times an hour for the last 14 hours on CNN, and that's about it. You know, it's... why do you let that shape your life? It isn't your life. You're not there. So why would you choose to respond to that in a manner that would create fear in you? It doesn't make any difference what happens. You couldn't have done anything to stop that. They couldn't have. And there's probably not much we could do to stop that sort of thing here in our lives. You know, the Boston Marathon, that movie refreshed a lot of our memories about what happened then and how totally difficult. You know, you can, law enforcement after the fact works very well in most places at finding the bad guys. But as we all see and hear, and even today, I guess the anecdotal takeaway, Victoria, from this is that the British police and authorities were watching this guy for a long time.
And we hear stories like that a lot over here. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, the FBI had interviewed him three times and then nothing happens. And
nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't, you, I think you're silly to let this shape your life. You know, there's a study out today that is quite interesting about crime and whether or not it's not the crime that we're victims of, it's the crime scare that goes with the coverage of crime. In fact, in any given year, fewer than 3% of Americans are the victims of any kind of crime. And yet to look or listen to the morning news or look at the paper, you'd think crime was everywhere. Mm. Everybody's a victim. That's nonsense. There were 20,000 homicides, unacceptable last year in America. But
most of them in Chicago, probably.
Yeah. But
19,000.
50,000 people died in automobile accidents.
Mm.
20,000, both numbers are unacceptable.
Right.
But you don't really hear the numbers as associated with car crashes.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be the victim of a violent crime in your own home at the hands of a relative than you are on the street at the hands of a stranger. Think about that. And the number of people who are in prison or on parole... In 1980, there were fewer than 2 million people who had, in the history of our prison system, this is so sobering, listen to this, in the history of the modern penal system, by 1980, there were fewer than 2 million people who had ever been in prison or been on parole. Since that time, the number has increased to 6 million. What does that tell you about the system itself? I've gotten off on this big time since I saw those movies. And you get the almost 2 million people are in jail now. So, that's a... I mean, the U.S. has surpassed every other Western country with the highest number of people in jail. Number of people employed by the criminal justice system has increased 50% since 1982. Think about that. Jeez. And so, and these are all reported, and so we're being scared by the... There's almost an industry. Misrepresentation of the state of crime in our country. The media constantly searches and sensationalizes stories of murder and mayhem. And again, the best example of that today is what went on in England. It's being pounded into people who are silly enough to sit and listen to radio programs talking about it, or watch television, or even follow the stuff on your device.
Yeah. You know, I got very annoyed yesterday. I was doing some work yesterday afternoon, and I had, I don't know, NBC. I think I was watching Ellen, and then it went into local news, and it reminded me why I never watch local news. There was a guy who came from, I don't know, North Carolina or something, some white guy, came up to New York City with the intent purpose of stabbing black men. That's what he told the police. He was obviously psycho. He did stab a few people. And the reason he told police that he came to New York City was because he said his crimes would get more attention. And there he was.
Of course.
There was a press conference about him. Yeah. It was a 20-minute news thing cycle that went back. And I literally was yelling
right
at the TV.
Right into the hands. How many times have you heard people, I want people to know who I am when I'm dead. So you do stuff like that. Ooh,
it's like, I mean, I literally was yelling at the TV, why are you giving this guy the attention that he came here for? This is just ridiculous.
Yep. It is ridiculous.
Ugh, sorry, my rant.
Well, good for you. It isn't just the Doug rant, it's the Victoria rant. Hooray! All right, in a moment, television. Lindsay Lohan has a new television series. We'll find out about that, plus what it is that we've experienced in the last 24 hours that was cool, and what some of the good shows are that we can look forward to tonight. That's the TV report up and coming next year on the DJV Experience.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of root here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminates up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents, and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover Serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, 16 after the hour. It's the DJV Experience. Television will never be the same because Lindsay Lohan has launched a prank reality television series called The Anti-Social Network. She wants to make a comeback. She's 30 years old. Isn't it interesting?
But she's
somebody
only 30.
At the age of 30, and they want to make a comeback. Okay. Oh. She's gearing up to launch a new reality series called The Anti-Social Network, featuring her. She causes mayhem on contestants' social media accounts while daring them to complete embarrassing challenges in order to win some prizes. Ooh. She says, I love social media. I am social media. Nothing wrong with her ego. Everybody knows you should never leave your phone lying around, especially near me. So I've decided I'm going to hijack your social media, your Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, all of it, for 24 hours. If you can pull off 3 challenges, you'll win fabulous prizes. So they're shopping the show around to networks. And if it's picked up, it would be her first TV project since her docuseries on the Oprah Winfrey Network called Lindsay.
She that was a train wreck.
But did she straighten herself out, kind of? Is she?
Supposedly. Supposedly, yeah. But then, you know, then it seems like she falls off the wagon and then she says stupid things on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, and then it seems like she's drinking when she's doing it, and then she deletes everything later.
I confuse her with Shannon Doherty sometimes. I've been criticized for doing that.
Yeah, they're very different. Lindsay Lohan is a train wreck. Shannon Doherty is a lot older, but, you know, she had her own problems with personalities and stuff. I think she was difficult on set. But now Lindsay Lohan is just, and I feel sorry for her. I mean, look at her parents. They were on couples therapy on VH1 last year, family therapy. They can't even be in a room together without insulting each other, and there's so much anger between the parents. No wonder Lindsay's a mess.
Yeah.
Her parents are a mess.
Anybody watch Designated Survivor last night?
I haven't seen it
asleep.
Yet. Yeah, I haven't seen it
I'll
yet.
I'll get the rebroadcast. That's that and what's the doctor thing that Michael, what's his face, plays from NCIS? What's that? Those are the two most talked about new show. Oh, no, that's not true. Lethal Weapon is in there, too. The three of those shows and 24, which I don't really consider to be a new show.
Right. Are you still watching 24?
Yes. I did not see
still,
this week's. Yeah.
Okay.
I like this Lethal Weapon show, and I do like Designated Survivor. I haven't got into what's the Michael Weatherly? It's called Bull.
Oh, okay.
It's an interesting character. He's really developed into quite an interesting television actor, who I'm betting at this point will be able to have a lifelong relationship with television, like Kiefer can. You know, there's some of those actors that can just go from one series to another and become credible.
Yeah. And people follow them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they have a following, so,
right.
Yeah.
Just because it's them. Anyway, but I find Designated Survivor. I just like Kiefer Sutherland. I find he's appealing. In the way he carries the stuff off. All right, what's
I love
on
the
tonight?
Character. Yeah, I wish he really was a president. You know, there's something about him that's so comforting. I really love that character.
And the character of the of Agent Wells, the woman who was in her name is Maggie Q, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She had a couple of shows of her own on.
Yeah, she was on that show Nikita.
CW. Yeah, Nikita. That was it.
Yeah, she's very good on Designated Survivor. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so what else is going on?
Well, lots of basketball tonight. If you're not into basketball, if you are, obviously you already know what games you're going to watch. So if you're not into basketball, there's a new Grey's Anatomy at 8 p.m. tonight. There's a new Superstore, and there's also a new Scandal tonight at 9.
Oh,
and a new Blacklist at 10.
Yeah, those are good shows.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time for fun! Not that we don't have fun most of the time, but it's a Throwback Thursday, and we have the top five songs from this week in 1965, a real moldy oldie week and a moldy oldie year. So we've started with number five, Herman's Hermits, or Hoyman's Hoymits, as they were referred to sometimes by some of the New York jocks. Can't You Hear My Heartbeat? Number five this week, 1965. Here we go, Sharon.
I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby,
all right, so it's 24, almost 25 past the hour here. Our musical segment in this hour, throwing back to this week in 1965, number four song, Jerry Lewis, Jerry's Son and the Playboys, this Diamond Ring. Does this sound old?
Yeah.
It really does. But it sounds fun. It's neat. I was watching last night as I was sort of falling off. I had PBS on and they had one of those Music of Your Life shows. And it was the R&B era of the late 70s and after the disco and through the 80s. And one of the groups they had on was Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. And then I'll tell you, every time I hear that song, it just sends me.
That's like in your wheelhouse, right?
Oh,
disco love?
Yeah, yeah. It really is. Great, great song. Well, this song is a silly song, but for some reason it always evokes interesting memories. And I don't remember why. It just does for me. And so does this song, which was, I can remember playing this song as a disc jockey in my first year being on the air. This song really, and the Supremes themselves are getting fabulous attention. This song is called Stop in the Name of Love. Here we go, number three, this week in 65. I hit the post, crank it up, Karen. Music at this point has become a factor of songs like Jerry Lewis and the Playboys and Herman's Hermits. Yep, that was one genre. And then the Motown sound which had really, really started to pour into our ears, exemplified by this song, which was number 3, Stop in the Name of Love, and even bested by The Temptations, number 2. This is such a fabulous song. What can make me feel this way? My girl.
My girl. My girl.
Better than this?
It's so timeless.
Oh, my God.
It really is. It's amazing.
And they didn't have... I went to that revival show, The Temptation of Four Tops.
Yeah.
At Indio a couple months ago. They were just awful because the original members of the group aren't there. There's only one member left. Mm. They don't have it. This song's got it, though. Ah, yes. What can make me my girl. I don't have the soul that the Temptations do, but I do love the lyrics. All right, number 1 this week in 1965, first week at number 1 for the Beatles yet again, 8 days a week. This stayed number 1, I think, for about 8 weeks, 7 or 8 weeks anyway, in the spring of 65. Hold me, love me, 8 days a week. This was so Beatles.
It's amazing for me to look to think about Motown and the Beatles at the same time on the same chart.
Uh-huh.
I don't really think of those two going together, but
very
obviously
much.
They did.
Yeah, late 60s, early 70s, it was pretty much that was it. Motown, the Beatles, and then a few others like we heard here. 28 past the hour in the DJB Experience.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for March 20 to March 26. The week starts out with a big bang as the sun moves into fiery Aries and will be stationed here until April the 19th. And we will experience the spring equinox. Perfect for starting your planting plans, planting seeds of joy, happiness, and prosperity for the rest of the year. Monday and Tuesday, the moon travels through Sirius Capricorn, making planning easy. Wednesday to Friday, the moon travels through Aquarius, helps to keep us balanced. And the weekend finds us kicking back and laying low with the moon traveling through sweet and gentle Pisces. Enjoy your week, everyone. And remember, I'm at smbworks@earthlink.net. Have a great week, everyone.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Overwhelm you with what's going on in the world today. It's the DJV Experience on the air with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls, relationships, and how it is that we enjoy success when we have adversity in our relationships. We were just talking a few minutes ago about Lindsay Lohan and how at 30 she's trying to come back. And I thought, at 30, at 60, I was trying to make a comeback. I guess trying to survive from whatever the economic realities are or whatever it is that makes you feel like you're a failure, and then you come back again. I'm working on a project in town to save my farm, and it has been one set of disappointments and disasters after another on top of another on top of another. And so when I was talking to my friend, the lawyer, yesterday, because we have another meeting, a public meeting next week that we're getting ready for, I said, how about we use this as an approach? Because people have criticized us for not going away. This concept of transferring development rights from the farm to commercial entities is so new, It hasn't been tried before. And I said, just why don't we just try the Thomas Edison approach? He failed thousands of times before he developed the light bulb and the battery and all the things. We hear of his successes, but we don't hear of his failures. And there it is again.
Didn't he also invent rubber tires? I think he did.
I think he did as well. Yeah, I think he had something to do with it. Yeah.
I remember going to the Edison Museum when I was a kid in Jersey.
Yeah. Right. So the point here that we're making, Victoria and I, is that those of you who refuse to give up, I have never been, it's not in my DNA. And if you look at my astrological chart, you'd see I just don't have it in me to give up. But, you know, sometimes you confront situations where there's other DNA that's in juxtaposition to it. And, you know, okay, so there's the reality. But what Edison did, and what I hope you're doing, and what Lindsay Lohan is trying to do, is outwait failure. That's what it really is. Failure, and then you wait it out and come back again. The competitors that you have, and I say this lovingly, and hopefully you have the right feeling about what I'm saying, because this is a personality radio program built around my personality, and now Jennifer and Victoria's personality. There are no other radio programs around because there's nobody like me. There's nobody like Victoria. There's nobody like Jennifer. And so in that way, it's like I have a competitor in Steve Harvey. There's nobody around like him. He's fabulous. I think he's one of the most talented people on radio and television in the world. And he had a horrible... The guy lived out of a car, for God's sake, for almost 2 years before he tried stand-up at every place in L.A., and they booed him off the stage. But he just kept at it and at it and at it. Now look at him. He's the host of Family Feud, host of a very successful morning syndicated radio program. He's the host of a daytime television talk show that's good. He does that little Big Shots show that he and Ellen DeGeneres
really
cooked up.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got it. So if,
well, he also has perseverance, and I think
that's
something that's really underrated.
Yeah.
There are a lot of talented people out there, but the ones who really make it are the ones who have perseverance, and sometimes more perseverance than talent. And then the talent kind of comes along later on, or the skills.
Yeah.
But it's just that determination and perseverance. Yeah. It's so important.
And this, in light of a research paper that's out today, identifying the desperation, and I find this is something that you may identify with, white working class Americans feel desperate. Isn't that interesting? That I'm a white working class American. Victoria, you're a white working class American. Carrie, you're a white working class American. The number of people who are sick and people who are dying early in the white working class is part of the focus of this study, and whether or not, because you are white and you are working class, you have less opportunity than if you are not. And so this study flies in the face of a lot of people from the black community who will say, well, blacks don't have any opportunities because they come from poor neighborhoods. Well, what is forgotten is that there are plenty of whites who come from the same circumstance, just because of sheer numbers, because there are 8 times as many white people in the country as there are black people. So, under the circumstances, if there are X number of opportunities or not for black people, then you could make a case that there are just as many, even though there are more whites, there are just as many, if whites have a better time of it, but still there are more whites, so there are going to be plenty of people that don't have really good prospects. And what's left out of the situation. I mean, there's a lot of focus on social isolation, and that's because of devices. We don't have any idea what the social isolation that's coming out of iPhones, iPads, all of this stuff, what it's going to do to future generations, because you're not going to be able to get away from it. It's here to stay.
Yeah.
What's it doing to family dysfunction. Go to a restaurant and watch a mother sitting at a table with their daughter, and both of them are on their devices, and they don't talk to each other. They'll send emails back and forth to each other at the table, but they're not talking.
Right. I know, and this happens all the time with, you know, you see couples who don't speak. They're both on their phones. My mom said my dad recently got an iPhone. I think you inspired him slash were a bad influence on him, Doug, because now he felt that he could get an iPhone, too. And so now we never see my father anymore.
Dad.
He's just on the iPhone all the time. And my mom said, she goes, you know, we went out to dinner the other night, and we're now one of those couples. And my mom doesn't really have a cell phone. I mean, she has one, but she doesn't ever use it. And she said, I look across at my lovely dinner date, and there's your father just texting and playing with the phone. And she said, we're one of those couples now. It's terrible.
I was walking up the stairwell yesterday in a public building, and I was on my iPhone looking for something. And the lady was coming down the stairs, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I said, I'm sorry, excuse me for being in your way. She said, no, that's okay. I was just looking for something on my iPhone, too, and I forgot what floor I was on. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But there's so much addiction to drugs now and obesity. People are becoming pathological. So this study, which is out today, takes the cases of the reports around of white Americans and Hispanic Americans and black Americans, and what they find is something that we don't get much attention. The news media doesn't pay much attention to the plight of whites who are having a lot of the same problems that blacks say they have. And it's all of these things. And it kind of gets back, at least the way I read it, it gets us back to the same business about the DNA of the genome factor and how black and white and Hispanic, it doesn't make any difference what kind of a human being you are. You're all the same. Blood's the same. Your bodies are built the same way. It's just you're the same. And yet people want to say, well, he's black because blah, 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 there's something wrong in whites. And it's all nonsense. What this study shows is it doesn't make any difference what color your skin is. There still are problems that exist for people who come from desperate circumstances. But then on the other hand, there's another study that says it doesn't make any difference where you come from if you've got it. And I just gave you Steve Harvey in his example. If you've got it, you've got it, and you're going to make it. And that's just it. And so we build these social programs around building housing for people who don't have the same thing. It's a guilt thing. Much of political decision is made around guilt. And I'm not saying we shouldn't feel guilty about some stuff, but it's not the proper motivation. And what it does is, as you see in most of these, whether it's a white development or a black development, most of the inner city social engineering that's done around housing is disrespected. Look at Section 8 housing, I think they call it, where the government pays to build these big
projects,
buildings, and the people go in and they trash it. They destroy it because not theirs. They have no respect for it. They don't care. So, and along with this focus, and it goes back to what I was talking about before, about sort of being desperate. The mortality rate among middle-aged white people, black people, Hispanic people, who do not finish high school is so dramatic, Victoria.
Yeah.
The numbers have gone up for men 130% in the past 20 years. People who just die in their 50s because they got no reason to live and they just give up.
Mm.
It's really amazing. Women dying, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, because of despair, that number is up 381% in the last 20 years. And if you finish high school, the numbers go down dramatically. If you go on to get another degree, the numbers go down even more dramatically. Among the same age group, women dying in their 50s, 26 out of 1,000 women that age versus 115 women who had got out of high school in that same age group versus 196 men out of 1,000 dying in their 50s. Imagine that.
What's the correlation between education and overall health? Is it just because you tend to lead a healthier lifestyle?
Yep,
because
you understand you have what you're doing with your body. So people who just give up, it's cool. This is a story, by the way, is in the Washington Post this morning if you want to reference it.
Actually, I also think there's another there's a financial component, too, because if you the more education you have, the better job you can get and the better food quality you can afford, too. And if you don't, then you're living on the dollar menu. And that's just processed junk. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Basically, what these people say they found was a sea of despair across our country.
Hmm.
Physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain.
Well, the physical pain. Look at how many people are addicted to opioids.
Yeah.
I mean, and that starts with some sort of a physical injury or ailment, and then people get addicted to the pills, and then the doctors won't give the pills anymore, and then they turn to heroin. I mean, this is a big, big problem in our country right
now.
It
is. Yeah.
It's huge.
And this thing, the study highlights what's going on here in that, and you maybe another way of putting what you just said, alcohol, drugs and stuff, people want to soothe the beast. So they spend all their money on drugs and they don't buy good food.
Right.
So you're creating a hole that you can't get out of.
Yep.
I remember when I graduated from high school, there were plenty of, I don't remember, anybody who wanted to go to college pretty much did. And people who wanted to get a job pretty much did. You wanted to go whatever it was you wanted to do. If you had a high school diploma, you had a lot more opportunity. Today, you get squat with a high school diploma. You flip burgers. That's what you do. And yet, there are plenty of people that are talented to get out of high school. If we had, and this is where I fault the system, because I do think there are certain things that we're not entitled to, but make nothing but sense. And vocational education is one of them. Good plumbers make a lot of money. Good electricians make a lot of money. Good carpenters make a lot of money. Anybody with a trade skill, mechanics, make a lot of money.
They make great money. It's so funny. Last weekend.
And job satisfaction with them is high, Victoria.
Yeah. And while they set their own schedules, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it. Just last weekend when we were in the middle of doing wedding errands and stuff, Lewis and my mom and I were talking. My younger cousin, who's a junior in high school, is in a vocational program for HVAC. Mm-hmm. And he's going to start out after his apprenticeship. He's going to start out at $90,000 a year.
Yeah,
no one at 19 is going to start that. And, he felt that he was reticent to go into that because all of his family is highly educated. And he felt like, oh, I'm just going to have this blue-collar job. And his parents luckily stepped in and said, you know what? There's no stigma attached to doing what you're doing. And there are so many kids coming out of colleges who have MBAs who can't get a job. They're living at home with their parents. And my little cousin Aiden is going to be on his way to buying his first house by the time he's 21.
Yep.
So to me, that's the way to go. And I used to have sort of an elitist attitude towards education as well. But when you look at how many jobs are being automated and how many jobs are going to continue to be lost to automation, you have to do something.
Crazy.
You've got to think smart.
You're not going to be able to automate unplugging your drain.
Or an electrician, right.
No.
And or a radio host.
So,
there are certain things that you have to think about.
Here's the final comment because we're running out of time here. The number of men in their 50s dying, 196 out of 1,000, and you compare that to other places in the world. For example, in Hispaniola, or some of the places where, in South America, for example, 81 out of 1,000 dying in their 50s, so less than half. It's just really interesting for us to not be critical of ourselves, but figure out how do we fix the problem. Food for thought, 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Best movies Gene Hackman was in was a movie called Hoosiers, which he played a, was it a football or a basketball coach, Chuck? I'm trying to remember.
Basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
His name was Norman Dale, the character.
Yeah, and you're a big Gene Hackman fan, as am I. I miss him, but he's older and just doesn't want to do it anymore. Why do we have the music from Hoosiers playing in the background here?
Well, because the NCAA basketball tournament is in full gear. I believe they play tonight and Saturday, so I figured why not. Not only the greatest basketball movie ever produced, but I think the best sports movie ever produced.
He was versatile. He was very. He was one of those guys.
Great actor.
When I saw him in, no matter what the movie was, I wanted to go see it. Kind of like
Who's also really good in Hoosiers. Dennis Hopper is awesome in that film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Barbara Hershey's really good too.
Very sweet.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
So here's my top five all time sports movies. You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Hoosiers number one, Rudy number two, same director, The Natural number three, Field of Dreams four, and The Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau in 76. That movie.
What's Ruby? I don't remember Ruby.
Rudy, the football movie. With Sean
Astin. Notre Dame.
He goes to Notre Dame. That's another great movie.
I don't remember that movie.
Ned Beatty played his father.
Men go nuts for Rudy. I don't really. I mean, I've seen it, and it's inspiring, but guys just have a thing about that movie. They just love it. It, like, makes men weep.
Really?
I think it's, it channels everybody's inner, you know, aspirational goal of wanting to play for either Notre Dame or for on that college level. And I think it just, men live vicariously through Rudy, who was like the janitor who made it onto the field or something.
That's cool.
Really good. And know what's interesting about Hoosiers and Rudy? The same director did those movies and wrote them. His name was David Anspaugh. He only directed about four movies in his entire career, and two were the greatest sports movies of all time. It's a really interesting story.
Yeah, it is. All right, speaking of interesting, Chuck is going to compare some of the TV and movie franchises around for us in a moment. And then what do we have coming out? Well, it's a little early because it's only Thursday. We'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out what's coming out this weekend. Movie moments, though, movie news coming up as we continue here.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
All right, everything's coming up roses for some of these TV shows. You haven't seen Lethal Weapon, and I just came upon it by sort of by accident. I find the two characters and the actors playing them are good. I never saw this guy, Clayne Crawford, before.
Me neither.
Where did he come from?
I've never seen him before. So when you watch that show, do you make comparisons to
Mel
Gibson and Danny Glover movies?
Yeah, Murtaugh. I think Wayans plays it well.
Yeah.
He's not in the same health as Murtaugh was. I mean, Murtaugh in the movie was in better health than Murtaugh in the show.
Okay.
Riggs mourns his wife in both of the movie and the television show, and there's a psychologist involved in both shows for Riggs, and the wife on the movie was Darlene Love.
Well, good news for you because it's been renewed for a season.
Right.
We're speaking off air that the movie Chips, which opens tomorrow, is based on the popular TV show of the 70s with Eric Estrada. No advanced reviews for critics, but I'll go over a list tomorrow. I know The Fugitive and The Untouchables were two movies that were based on two TV shows that really hit big.
Yeah, right. Hi, Chuck. Good job. Thank you. Always great to have you here. Chuck Curry with us, our movie moment.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.